In 2013, UW Extension, the DNR, and counties formed a set of farmer-led councils aimed at reducing farm runoff into the Red Cedar and St. Croix Rivers, which contributes to toxic algae blooms. But the proposed state budget would cut $770,000 from that and other efforts in the state. Tainter Monoman Lake Association President Ron Verdon told the Joint Finance Committee it would cut key positions.
UW Extension's staff members play a critical role in providing support, knowledge, leadership, and resources to address issues we face in returning our waters to a healthy condition.
The farmer-led councils and larger cleanup project includes 26 partner organizations and 11 counties in western Wisconsin. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.